Track 6. Oceanographer Karen lives in Shotsham near Norwich, but her name has been immortalised in Antarctica.
What's the closest you've been to the Hayward Glacier?
390 miles as the crow flies when I visited the UK's Antarctic Research Station on the other side of the Antarctic Peninsula.
Would you like to go?
Of course, it would be very exciting. But I'm not likely to ever go. One of my meteorologist colleagues at UEA, Ian Renfrew, studies the effect that warm winds have on the melting of glaciers, so maybe I'll be able to convince him to study the region around the Hayward Glacier.
What would you find there?
A vast expanse of ice as far as the eye could see, probably full of crevasses. Very little wildlife, if any.
So how did you become an oceanographer?
Well, I originally studied physics, and then I wanted to apply this to understanding what was happening in the real world around me. I studied for a PhD, went off to sea on a research voyage, and was bitten by the oceanography bug. It's so exciting to make observations of how our planet works that no one's ever made before.
What are autonomous ocean gliders, and what inspired you to use them as research tools?
I call them mechanical dolphins. They're about the same size and shape, and they go up and down in the sea by themselves, making measurements for us. Every time they come to the surface, they put their antenna out of the water and phone home to send us the data. When I first heard about ocean gliders, I was so excited. I love the idea of something out there in all weathers sending us new measurements all the time.
And what can we do here in Norfolk to protect Antarctica?
That's a good question. Drive an electric car, install solar panels, fly and drive less. Anything you can think of to reduce our carbon dioxide emissions. And try to throw away less plastic. For example, packaging. Minuscule particles of plastic have even reached Antarctica.
Is your glacier at risk?
Certainly. The glaciers in the Antarctic Peninsula are particularly at risk of melting. It's one of the regions of our planet that are warming rapidly. Melting of glaciers is one of the causes of sea level rise, and that increases erosion of our lovely coastline back here in Norfolk.
Do you enjoy traditional Norfolk seaside activities?
My favourite place is Hokham Beach, but it's far too cold to get me in the sea in the UK. We're mostly to be found tramping the muddy fields around Norfolk with our Labrador puppy, Barley. If it counts as a traditional Norfolk activity, we are fervent Norwich City supporters, season ticket holders in the city stand. On the ball, City!
The 11-mile-long, 3-mile-wide Hayward Glacier was named after Karen, Professor of Physical Oceanology at the University of East Anglia, for her outstanding contribution to Antarctic science. She's led 6 research cruises to Antarctica, pioneering the use of autonomous ocean gliders to understand ocean, ice, and atmosphere interaction.